This is just some stuff from the head shop that's called Snowballs.
Repeat that?
This is just some THCA from the head shop that's called Snowballs.
Snowballs.
Mm-hmm.
Got me high as balls, that's for sure.
Yeah, me too. It's really like a pretty color. It's all frosty and stuff.
Ooh. Fancy. Oh, wow. It actually, you know what it does look like?
What?
If it had a little more purple, it would look like those fucking candies from Jimmy Neutron.
The one that like made them all go crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're so right.
I wanted to eat those so bad. I know that like Nerds gummy clusters are probably the closest we'll get to it, but it's just, they don't look the same, you know?
No, I always wanted to eat the like, the little cracker in the milk that they, that the mice eat in, the one where he goes to New York.
The one where he goes to New York?
You know what I'm talking about? The little, like, immigrant mice. You know what I'm talking about.
Ratatouille?
No. No. It's, like, 1800s, and the mice are, like, from France and going to New York, and they're, like, little immigrant mice.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
What?
Okay, hold on. Immigrant mice.
An American Tale.
No, I've never even... I don't think I've ever heard of that.
What? How have you never heard of that?
Steven Spielberg made that shit?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
The Spielbs.
The Spielbs. He was like, you know what we need to do? We need to make a non-historically accurate representation of the immigrants coming over to America. But they're mice. So that nobody can get mad when it's inaccurate.
Yep. There's a little cracker with some milk. It's lived in my mind rent-free ever since. Point of that story.
There's a lot of TV food, especially anime food, that like I wish I could just eat straight off the fucking TV. What's another really, really... Pretty Patties.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I wanted Pretty Patties so bad. When I found out about macarons, dude, game over. I was like, oh, my God, it's a fucking Pretty Patty. And they're delicious. I was like, this was what Pretty Patties were. In my mind, that's exactly what they are. Anyway, hey y'all.
Hi.
Welcome to season 2, episode 11.
Wow.
We have one more.
That's crazy. And then
we're done for the season.
Sweet.
Take a little spring break.
We need a break.
Yeah, come back refreshed, ready to go. And hopefully there won't be as many injuries and sicknesses this summer so that we can keep a consistent schedule for
y'all. We're trying to have a hot girl summer.
Yeah, so hopefully we can get our shit together.
We keep trying.
We're doing our best.
We're also mid hair color for Raina.
I'm
the show
slim
must go
shading
on.
It up right now.
Maybe we looking a little bit like our boy Eminem.
Very slim esque, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really think we have any updates.
Ooh, what about best of?
Best of
WNBA.
Oh yeah. If you guys would like to do this, we can be entered in the Western North Carolina best of for the year of 2023, right? Or 2024?
2024.
Okay. So we could be voted for Western North Carolina's best of local pod.
So, you know, if you're a local, you have to submit like 30 answers for your ballot to be counted. So if you're local and you want to do that, you know, just put us down on there.
Would be super cool. You could also vote Sabrina for best barber.
And Raina for best tattoo artist.
Hey. So if you guys want to go do that, that would be super cool. If we win, that would be really fun.
Yeah.
Also, no pressure. Do what you wish, actually. Don't listen to us at all. Anyway, no other updates. I've been hacking away at art projects.
Oh, yeah. Projects
shows
for days.
Coming up quick. I'm getting nervous.
But they're going to do great.
And it's going to be fun. So, okay, should I just jump right in? Mine's kind of weird.
Yeah, I'm so intrigued.
I texted Sabrina because I originally had a different story and I had already given my hint, but I had to tell her that I changed it so that I could give her a new hint. And I told her, I said, mine's dark, but not really once you know the details. So, yeah, let's just get fucking right into it. Let's just dive right in, y'all.
I'm on the edge of my seat. And Luna is on the edge of my nerves. Because what the fuck is she doing? She's just standing on my kitchen sink, being a nuisance.
Stella did not like that I just did that.
Yeah, she's really glaring at you.
Yeah,
now.
She was like, what the fuck? Who are you talking to? Not you. Okay, so today I'm covering Armin Mewis or Muse. I don't know how to say it. It is German. He's from Germany. And this gets interesting. So, Armin was born on December 1st, on December 1st, 1961, and he was the only child of Waltred Muse, and he had two older half-brothers from his father's previous relationship with another woman. His father abandoned Armin when he was 8, leaving him to be raised by his mother. I couldn't find much on his childhood, but he made a statement once that said he was really drawn to Hansel and Gretel as a kid. Where they get eaten by a witch.
Yeah. Okay, I'm putting a pin in that.
And that he was very lonesome after the family had fallen apart, in his words. When he was young, his father walked out on them. Classic.
Went out to get cigarettes. We've heard that one before.
Yep. In his adult life, however, his neighbors have reported that he was very kind and would help them out a lot. He would mow their lawns, fix their cars, and he would invite them, like, over for dinner all the time. I'm not sure what he did for work, but all the articles I found basically... Excuse me, please be quiet. I'm not sure what he did for work, but the articles I found dub him a computer expert, so I assume he was some sort of tech man, because he also had a mansion.
Oh.
So I would assume that he was probably making good money doing tech stuff. Other residents...
Decking it up.
Yeah. Other residents in the small German town of Rottenburg also believed that there was nothing odd about the 42-year-old computer expert.
Nothing. Not a single thing.
Nope. He seemed pretty cool and chill. So, in March of 2001, Armin posted on a website, and it was an ad, and the website doesn't exist anymore. But he originally posted the ad on a cannibalism fetish page called Cannibal Cafe. That's a cute name, I'm not gonna lie.
It kind of is.
They kind of slayed with that.
It makes me think of like cannibals wearing little like apron tutus. Like a
little
like a maid cafe.
Full of blood.
Yeah.
God.
Like a maid cafe.
But for cannibals, It's just skin on display. Anyway, he posted an ad on Cannibal Cafe, and in his ad he said that he was looking for a young, well-built man that would let him eat them.
Aren't we all?
And a man by the name of Bernd Jürgen Armando Brandes. It's not Spanish, so it's not Brandes. Anyway, he was a 43-year-old engineer from Berlin, and he answered the advertisement in March of 2001.
Good for him.
Apparently, many other people responded to the advertisement but backed out, and Armin did not attempt to force them to do anything against their will.
Good for him.
Yes, he was respectful of the boundary.
Consent is key.
Exactly. So, on the evening of March 9th, the two men went up to the bedroom in Armin's home. Bernd had then proceeded to swallow 20 sleeping pills and an entire bottle of cough syrup.
Oh my.
Because he wanted content warning, content warning, content warning. He wanted...
I can't even say it. What the fuck?
Oh, okay. He wanted Armin and him to eat his penis together before he died.
Oh, like, like Lady and the Tramp? Like they're both on opposite ends of it and then they meet in the middle?
I don't know if he necessarily painted that image, but he's like, I want to eat my dick with you before I die.
Wow.
Yeah, so he drugged himself up to slow his heart rate and make him sleepy so he didn't die after getting his dick cut off. Bernd originally suggested that Armin bite it off.
What?
But it wouldn't work.
What? He couldn't do it?
Yeah, I guess.
Interesting.
So then he just chopped it off. Bernd tried to eat it, but said it was too chewy. He was probably too weak to be able to chew it up. So Armin, being the kind soul he was, fried it up for him.
Whoa!
And he to fry it up, he used Bernd's human fat. Ooh! But human fat burns really fast.
Mm-hmm.
So it just it became too burnt. It was inedible. They couldn't eat it.
Aww, too all crispy. That work for nothing. Yeah.
So then Armin chopped it up and fed it to his dog.
Oh.
Brands by this stage was bleeding pretty heavily, obviously.
Could imagine that.
So he decided to take a bath. I don't really know why. Armin read a Star Trek novel and checked on him like every 15 minutes. And in the early hours of the morning, after a lot of hesitation and apparently some prayer, he finished off his victim by stabbing him in the neck with a large kitchen knife, but he kissed him first.
How romantic.
So then he hung Burns on a meat hook and chopped him up into pieces and put several bits of him in his freezer next to a takeaway pizza and buried the skull in his garden. And over the next few weeks, he defrosted and cooked parts of Mr. Burns, I don't really know how to say it, and olive oil and garlic, eventually consuming 20 kilograms, which is about 44 pounds of human flesh, before police finally turned up at his door.
Oh my god.
There is also a 4-hour long video of the event and the initial consumption, as well as the murder, but it's never been released to the public.
Thank god.
After Bren's death, Armed met with 5 other willing victims, but didn't kill any of them. Apparently a lot of people are willing to be eaten.
That's... what?
So the way Armed was caught was kind of just by chance. A teenager happened to stumble upon, like, a cannibalism thread, basically, and saw the ads for Armed looking for a willing victim. And he reported it to the police, like a snitch.
Let consenting people do what they want.
I mean, if there's consent, I guess. In December of 2002, police arrived to search his home, and not only did they obviously find body parts, they found the videotape.
Ooh.
So he was subsequently arrested, because even if there was consent, cannibalism is still a crime.
Yeah, can't be doing that, dog.
He was diagnosed with schizoid personality, which is basically someone who has no interest in social relationships.
Hmm.
Not that they, like, can't form them or don't have the emotions for them or anything. They just literally have no interest.
Fair enough.
And prefer solitude. But he was deemed fit for trial. So...
Hmm.
When speaking to a German newspaper, Armin admitted cannibalizing Burns and expressed regret for his actions. He added that he wanted to write a biography with the aim of deterring anyone wanting to follow in his footsteps. Websites dedicated to Armin started appearing after his 2002 arrest, with other people advertising to be willing victims.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so a bunch of websites popped up, people being like, you can eat me, Armin, you can eat me.
That's, no.
And his response to that was they should go for treatment so it doesn't escalate like it did with me.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
While in prison, Armin has since become a vegetarian.
We love a healed king.
No more meat
for
him.
Get out of there!
They're so naughty.
So no more meat for him.
That's probably for the best.
Yeah. He believes there are about 800 cannibals in Germany.
Wow.
Germany alone.
That's an alarming number.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
Anyway, so in April of 2005, a German court ordered a retrial after prosecutors appealed Armin's sentence, arguing that he should have been convicted of murder because he killed for sexual gratification, a motive proved by his having videotaped the crime, which I don't know if I feel like that's true, that he did it for sexual gratification, because it's like, it's also the first time he ate human flesh. Like, I feel like I would want to record the occasion also, because it's like a big moment.
but that is the sexual gratification.
Eating him?
Yeah.
Is it sexual though?
I mean, I'm not a cannibal, but
I mean, they did like make out.
I would assume, and they started with the penis.
Yeah, that's true.
I assume it was.
Where the fuck is my vape?
You dropped it on the floor, didn't you, when you were sitting in the chair?
I've definitely grabbed it since then, I thought. I definitely did. Guys, where's my vape?
There's an emergency.
It's fine. I'll be fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Well, we'll
stop it.
We'll take a break in a minute. We'll take a little a little color sesh.
Okay.
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 Anyway. They say it, so continue to look.
Okay.
Salem stole it.
I just had to check all avenues before I gave it up. Okay. Anyway. I don't know. I guess it's sexual. Anyway, the court ruled that the original trial had ignored the significance of the video in disproving the argument that Armin only killed because he had been asked to kill. At his retrial, a psychologist stated that Armin could reoffend as he still had fantasies about devouring the flesh of young people. On May 10th, 2006, a court in Frankfurt convicted Armin of murder and sentenced him to life imprisonment. As of 2020, Armin has been allowed to go outside of prison for supervised excursions in disguise around town in a different state.
Oh, okay.
In prison, Armin works at the laundry and often attends church service. Fun little fact, I guess. Brenz already spoke okay English, and Armin said that his English actually got better after eating him.
What? That is very interesting.
He also said that he grew fonder of him the more he ate him.
Really?
Yeah. So, like, he felt more connected to him the more he ate him.
Wow. I wonder if it was, like, psychosomatic or if that's just a thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I would imagine if it's a willing sacrifice, you do absorb the energy that they were carrying.
I could see it.
Yeah. But yeah, that's the story of... Oh, also, there's a change.org petition to get him out of jail. I don't think you should go sign it.
Yeah, I
just thought it was
fun.
I just thought it was funny. I just thought it was funny that people are petitioning to get him out of prison. They're like, he doesn't deserve life, guys. I mean,
I just feel like it's really easy to be a vegetarian when you're locked up.
Yeah, because you can't eat people in prison. Somebody's right. Going to find out.
Right. So, like, let's just not go tempting.
Yeah, things. Let's just not even... Although he does go out of prison for excursions.
That's true.
But I guess if you're supervised, it's also hard to commit cannibalism.
Yeah.
Although with the dark web now, this was in the 60s.
That's kind of crazy.
With the dark web, he could probably just order it and never really be caught.
Yeah. That's gross.
I remember there was this YouTube series that was an RPG, which is called a role play game. I didn't know that at first. It was all these videos of this girl who, like, I don't know, it gets really creepy. Like, she gets taken and, like, abducted, basically. And there were all these live streams with, like, these secret codes and stuff. And, like, it was... I went down a huge rabbit hole with that.
That's scary.
Yeah, it was super scary. Because I thought it was real for a little bit. I was like, oh my god, people are actually sleuthing on the internet to fucking find this girl. What the hell? And then I found out it was an RPG, and I was like, oh. Because it doesn't say that anywhere.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh, okay. I guess that's...
Okay. I want you emotionally invested.
Yeah. But yeah, anyway, that was the story of Armin Muse.
That was a very good one.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I did another weird search for that one. So I decided to Google... Well, I decided to let Google finish my sentence for me, kind of.
Mm.
So I Googled crimes committed with a weird and then let it finish.
Wow.
Before I got to weird, I put crimes committed with A, and then first thing popped up, crimes commit with AI, and I was like, I don't know if I want to read these.
Weird.
But I did see a little snippet of an article. I didn't find like a concise of enough one to be able to do a story on something, but I did see an article saying that scammers are starting to use AI to pretend
that.
To be like family and friends and stuff like that and call you for money.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That's so scary.
Yeah, make sure if somebody calls you asking for money, FaceTime them.
Yeah. Please be sure.
Anyway, yeah, that was my story. So we're going to take a hair color and garden break.
Yeah.
But we'll be right back.
We'll return while Raina's processing.
Tee-hee.
Tee-hee.
Delaney's gonna see that they texted me, and then immediately I said, "Do not disturb." What's she doing?
She like looks like she's trying to jump on top of the fridge, open the fridge. She's glaring at Stella. Stella's glaring at her. I mean,
Salem is over here watching very intently.
It's just an accident waiting to happen.
She no, looks like Luna. She's
gonna tear things Luna. Off the counter.
Luna.
What are you doing?
You little shit.
She just
pulled. She just wants the food.
Oh my god. She just pulled a bag of tortillas off the top of the fridge and
that's literally all she wanted to do the whole time. She's done now. She's leaving. She's walking away.
I hate her so much. Look at her running away.
All that fucking buildup.
She's guilty.
All that buildup. Just for you to just rip them down? For what? What did they do to you?
She's such a little asshole. Well, I might as well get started on my tale. It's kind of a happier one for this show, which I appreciate.
I love that. I feel like mine was kind of happy-ish.
Sure. Our last one was kind of depressing.
I feel like it had a good ending. He became a vegetarian.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, everything was consensual. I feel like it's the craziest part of it.
Not food.
I feel like the craziest part of it is that it was all consensual. That's like, yeah, true. you can eat me. Can I eat part of me too, actually?
I'm sad for him that he didn't get to.
Yeah.
That's disappointing.
He's like, my dying wish is that I just get to eat my own penis.
And he's
which,
like, oh, that's not
hardcore.
Happening.
Hardcore.
Okay.
Hardcore
fine.
As hell.
That is hardcore.
To be a 43-year-old engineer and be like, I want my last thing on earth to be me eating my own dick. Like, what?
All right, are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay. So my clue to Raina this week was found missing people.
Woo!
Woo! So I feel like this is something that is, like, kind of rare-ish.
Yeah.
And usually, like, ends up poorly, but here we have a couple of good examples. So first is Carlina White. Carlina was born July 15th, 1987, to Joy White and Carl Tyson. When she was 19 days old.
What?
Yeah, 19 days old. Her parents took her to the hospital for a high fever stemming from an infection that was caused during the birthing process. Mm. And while they were there, a woman dressed as a nurse spoke to Joy and Carl and was kind of like comfortable around them. But when Carlina was abducted around 2 a.m. when the shifts were changing, they found out she wasn't a hospital employee at all.
What the fuck?
The surveillance cameras weren't working at the time, so nobody knew who she was. The only description they had was from her parents. The only thing that they knew is that she left the building at 3:30 a.m. hiding the infant in her smock.
What the fuck? See, and there's all these, like, fucking prank videos online of, like, people going into jobs and pretending that they, like, work there.
Yeah.
And it's, like, they, like, they get all up in arms with the when the employees are, like, leave. Like, what are you doing? And it's, like, because shit like that can happen.
Yeah, like this is literally people's jobs, and yeah. It's, like, serious. So, Carlina was raised as Nedra Nettie Nance. So, Nettie was, like, her nickname.
Mm-hmm.
And she believed that her mother was Anna Getta Ann Petway, and they lived in Bridgeport, Connecticut, less than 50 miles from where her birth parents lived.
Oh, my God.
And kind of committed, like, a bunch of petty crimes throughout Nettie's life, like mm-hmm. theft and fraud. She was indicted for, like, charged with embezzling from, like, a Belk's that she ran in Raleigh.
What the fuck?
Yeah, weird stuff. And Nettie was just kind of, like, you know, trying her best, going through life.
Mm-hmm.
And she started to become suspicious of her mother when she wasn't able to provide her a birth certificate.
Mm.
Then when Nettie was pregnant with her first child, she was like, hey, I really need that birth certificate for, like, insurance and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And gave her one. But when she took it to, like, be used as identification, they told her it was forged.
Ooh. What mm-hmm. a crazy thing to find out when you're about to give birth.
Right? When you're all hormonal and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So in 2005 is when she was pregnant. She confronts Anne, who's, like, crying and tells her that she was abandoned by a drug addict.
What the fuck?
Which is why she took her in. And obviously, like, that's a little horseshit.
Mm-hmm.
So Nettie began searching missing children's websites and found pictures of herself as an infant that resembled her newborn daughter.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. So she, like, called the hotline and was able to speak to her birth family. And in 2011, DNA confirmed that she was Carlina White.
Whoa.
Very cool. So, the New York statute of limitations had already passed.
Mm-hmm.
But federal law has no statute of limitations for kidnapping.
Mm.
And the FBI were on Anne's ass.
Hell yeah.
So, she ended up giving herself up to the FBI in 2011. And she told officers that she kidnapped Carlina after experiencing multiple miscarriages and stillbirths.
Oof.
And she just kind of, like, couldn't take it anymore and was like, I'm just going to steal somebody else's baby. Yeah, literally. In 2012, she pleaded guilty to kidnapping and was sentenced to 12 years in prison when she was 50 years old. But she ended up being released in 2021.
Oh.
Not enough time.
No.
Carl, Carlina's dad, said, like, she should be in jail for as long as she took my daughter away from me, mm-hmm. which was 23 years.
Yeah.
There was
that
also...
That seems only fair.
Yeah, I agree. There was also a little bit of contention because they got a very big settlement from the hospital after Carlina was abducted. And by
which
the time...
Which, I mean,
yeah,
good.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
Fuck?
For sure. So then when Carlina comes back, her lawyers are like, yeah, you should really try to get that settlement. And her parents are like, well, you can't pay it out. Because of the way it was written, like, they couldn't pay it out if Carlina was, like, didn't come back before she was 21.
Mm-hmm.
Which I feel like, okay, that's a long time to wait. That's a, okay. So they had used it.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, there's nothing left. Like, we didn't think you were coming back. But since they have kind of mended their relationships, I don't think the parents are together, but they all, like, speak to each other.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least they got the closure that their daughter not only was still alive, but that she was able to find them.
Yeah, and was, like, close by.
Yeah.
And she, like, went to college and stuff, so, like, good for her.
Yeah. Crazy of that fucking lady to just be like, let me steal a child.
Yeah, super weird.
I mean, I guess, like, I'm glad she gave her a good life, it seemed, but, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, just, like...
And to get away with it for that long?
I know, 23 years.
Jesus. Also, they spent that entire settlement in 2 years?
Well, I think they, like, had access... I don't know. I don't know what happened to it.
They're like, we spent it all, but we have a mansion. So...
Yeah, I'm not sure how all the money stuff worked. But I have one more case.
Ooh.
And it's about Steve Carter. Mm. So in 2012, Steve Carter listened to Carlina's story and, like, read about her story. It was also made into a movie with Kiki Palmer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And Steve Carter was 34 years old, and he just had kind of questions about his childhood and his upbringing. He knew he was adopted at 4 years old, but he thought it was odd that his birth certificate was created a year after his birth. So he hears about Carlina White and her having been abducted from a hospital, and he decided to go on missingkids.com.
Oh.
And he found an age-progressed photo that looked exactly like him.
Ooh.
The child that photo was meant to portray was a baby named Marks Panama Barnes. What a fucking name.
Yeah.
Marks was born in, I don't know how to say this, but someplace in Hawaii, and went missing at 6 months old with his mother, Charlotte Moriarty. Charlotte had a history of going off by herself, but once 3 weeks had passed without any word, Marks' father, Mark Barnes, reported them missing. Mark spent a year and a half driving around the island searching for his partner and child, who were last seen June 21st, 1977. Steve learned that his mother, Charlotte, dropped her child off to a stranger's house, providing false information for him, and she was taken to a psychiatric facility where she vanished 3 days later.
From the psychiatric facility?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
Charlotte hasn't been seen or heard from since.
Oh, my God.
Marks became a ward of the state and put into an orphanage 30 miles from his parents' home. There, he was adopted by Steve and Pat Carter and taken to New Jersey, where he lived most of his life. Steve decided to take a DNA test, which confirmed his identity, and brought him to his older half-sister, Jennifer Monheimer. Mm-hmm. Jennifer was 8 when her mother and half-brother went missing and had given up hope of ever seeing them again.
Oh, shit.
In 2001, Jennifer convinced Hawaiian officials to reopen the case, and due to her, the age-progressed photo was on the website in the first place.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so because she pushed for it, that's the whole reason he was able to find them. Steve has since communicated with his birth father and looks forward to meeting him as well as his other half-siblings. Aww.
Yay! Happy endings!
Happy endings! We love to hear that.
We do. That's... awesome.
Isn't that sweet?
I mean, I'm assuming that mom's probably dead, but, like...
Yeah.
So did the people she dropped the kid off to take her to a psychiatric hospital, or did she just go after she dropped him off?
I have no idea.
I was gonna say, because it seems like she attempted to get help. But also, like, he had a father...
Yeah.
Like, why not just leave him with his dad?
Yeah, clearly she wasn't well. Yeah.
But also, like, why did those strangers, when he was posted missing, why did those strangers not be like, hey, we have your kid?
Right. Well, I guess she gave, like, false information, but, like, still, that should be suspicious.
Yeah, and it's like, if you see a picture of him, would you not be like, hey, that kind of looks like this kid?
Yeah, for sure. And to be, again, so close.
Yeah.
Like, not far away at all, which I also thought was, like, kind of chilling.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, it typically doesn't happen far from the home.
No.
God. Yeah, I remember this MTV show called Finding Carter that was about this girl who got abducted by a random lady.
Really?
And lived a whole life with her until she was, like, a teenager.
That's so scary to think about.
Mm-hmm. And, like, she had a good life with her. Like, her and her mom's relationship was really good. They were, like, best friends.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Imagine being stabbed in the back like
I
know. That.
It was a good show. I think they canceled it, but it was pretty good. But, yeah, that's crazy. But also, yay, happy endings.
Yay, which is good because the spell.
Oh, yeah.
That we did last week when we were supposed to record, but we forgot one of the mics.
Yeah, so sorry.
So then we just ended up doing our spell then.
Yeah, we were going to be ahead of schedule. We were going to record two episodes in a week, be ahead of schedule, finish up for spring break early, and then I fucking forgot a microphone when I came over to record.
But it's okay.
It's all right.
So we're just gonna, like, tell you about what we did.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it worked.
I think so.
Yeah, it felt very nice, very energizing. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was like a spell for, like, happiness and mm-hmm. springtime and just, like, new beginnings.
Although it did snow here today, so.
Yeah, it was, like, 70 degrees yesterday, and it snowed this morning.
Yeah. Thanks, global warming.
Yeah, IDK, what that's about.
Thanks, Jeff Bezos. Elon Musk. Super sick.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Big thank you to Taylor Swift. Watch, we're going to get sued now. I'll bleep out her last name.
So, what we used was an orange, aka a clementine. Is that what little cuties are? Are they
clementines? I think so, yeah.
Yeah. And cinnamon, and a white candle, cloves, mm-hmm. and salt.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And turmeric.
Turmeric, yes, I remember mm-hmm. that. Yeah, so you just cut the orange in half, and then you can stick some cloves in, however many you feel.
Yeah.
Sprinkle your seasonings in it, rub it in there.
Oh, yeah.
Massage cinnamon for...
Cinnamon for getting things to, you know, work quickly,
mm-hmm.
and turmeric for vitality,
mm-hmm.
salt for protection.
Mm-hmm. You should also, if you guys don't already, put cinnamon either at your door or over your door. If you have pets, I recommend putting it above your door. You can get just some cinnamon sticks, but you should do that at the beginning of every month.
Yeah.
It makes things happen fast, and it makes good things happen.
Yeah, money, love.
Mm-hmm.
And then we took a white candle and stuck her in the middle.
Stick her right in.
Yep.
After you rubbed all that seasoning in.
Mm-hmm. And then we lit that and let it burn.
It took forever.
Oh, my God. And we were so hungry. We went to Waffle House as soon as it went out.
It was a very big flame, which is a good sign.
It would get bigger every time we looked at it.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it took for fucking ever. Even once it was, like, just nothing in the juices, it was still burning for some reason.
It was resilient. That's because our spirit is resilient.
True. True.
So true.
But, yeah, that's the spell we did. Sorry we didn't get to do it live.
Yeah, and then we stuck it in the freezer.
Oh, yeah.
To keep it around. So I suppose we could post a picture of that.
That's true. Sabrina was like, what should I do with it? I was like, put it in the freezer.
Yeah. Because you don't want to put wax out in the yard.
Yeah.
You also don't want to put salt out in the yard because it changes the pH levels of the soil.
Oh, I did not know that.
Fun fact.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Lou and I like to throw rotten eggs out into the open.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No, I think it, if anything, helps. I mean, maybe not if they're rotten, but...
I'm sure
there's some bugs that will eat it.
Yeah.
And be fine.
Some creature will be happy for that.
But I think that's the episode.
Yeah, we need to go rinse Raina out soon.
Tee-hee. So exciting. I'm so excited to see the little raccoon tails.
I am too.
But anyway, if you guys have any questions, comments, corrections, concerns, suggestions, if you want to tell us how you found us, you can do all that in a review if you want to, or you can send us an email at greenwichcottagepod@gmail.com. Please leave us reviews, guys. I think we only have like a couple.
And we'd really appreciate it.
Yeah, it'd be really cool if you guys left us some reviews. Let us know what you think. even if they're bad, just do it.
Tell us that we suck. We get off on that.
We kind of do. Tell me more. But anyway, if you want to see pictures of the spell that we're talking about and tattoos and funny little jokes and my hair and all that fun stuff, you can follow us at GWC Podcast on Instagram. And I think that's everything. So until next week on our season finale. Finale. Remember to light up
and look out.
And we love you.
And we'll see you on the flip side.
Bye.
Oh, she said bye.